We'll have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Some Illinois lawmakers say Governor Rod Blagojevich has to come up with new ideas for a state budget. Lawmakers have already passed one version of the budget, but Blagojevich says it's $2 billion out of balance. He's urging legislators to reconsider several revenue measures that have failed in the past. They include borrowing to pay off pension debt and dipping into special state funds. The governor and legislative leaders meet again today in Chicago. Some lawmakers see no reason to think those ideas will suddenly be embraced, but others hope that the fear of a long summer of gridlock will change some minds. The Democratic governor also argues it would be easier to balance the budget if lawmakers approved a huge construction program. The new budget year starts July 1st. Illinois' largest public employees union, AFSCME, has noticed what it sees as a disturbing pattern. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Earlier this year, Governor Rod Blagojevich's administration announced it was going to close Stateville Maximum Security Prison near Joliet. Shortly thereafter, Blagojevich changed his mind, and the administration instead said it wanted to save Stateville but close the Pontiac Prison. Pontiac's fate and of corrections workers is currently uncertain. Union members working for the State Department of Transportation are waiting for more details on another Blagojevich plan. The governor intends to move about 100 workers from Springfield to somewhere downstate. The administration says it can't give any more information because the new location hasn't been decided. In each instance, says AFSCME spokesman Anders Lindahl, it appears
there has been apparently little forethought put into significant policy proposals that would profoundly impact state employees.
A spokesman for Blagojevich says these sorts of decisions are not made overnight. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
For the first time since the R. Kelly child pornography trial began in Chicago, the R&B singer spoke in open court yesterday. Natalie Moore reports.
The judge told Kelly that he has the constitutional right to testify. In a soft voice, Kelly said, "I decided not to testify." The court cleared up other matters before Thursday's scheduled closing arguments take place. The defense objected to the jury viewing the 27-minute sex tape in the jury room. Kelly's lawyer said they should watch it in open court during deliberations and not handle the sensitive VHS tape. The judge said jurors can watch the video in the jury room, but a Cook County sheriff will hit the start and stop buttons on the VCR. Two prosecution rebuttal witnesses took the stand. One said there is a mole on the man's back in the video. Kelly has a mole on his lower back. Kelly is charged with 14 counts of child pornography and is pleading not guilty. The alleged victim is not testifying either. She denies it's her on the video. I'm Natalie Moore.
Local transit officials in Chicago are reacting to concerns raised by the International Olympic Committee. The report last week from the IOC gave Chicago relatively low marks for transportation compared to some other cities that are vying to host the 2016 Games. Steve Schlickman is the executive director of the Regional Transportation Authority.
That report establishes that Chicago does not have a world-class transit system. We are not where we should be relative to cities like Madrid and Tokyo. And if we think we need to do things to become world-class, that's where we should pay a lot of attention.
Meanwhile, the president of the Chicago Transit Authority says the agency hopes to use the Olympics as an opportunity to modernize its system. Chicago's Olympic Committee must submit a more detailed Olympic bid next winter. The Olympic host city will be selected in October of 2009. Champaign City Council is getting behind the celebration of Abraham Lincoln's bicentennial next year with a $15,000 contribution. Council members gave it their preliminary approval to spend the money on three Lincoln-related projects in the city. The most lasting one will be a new historical marker noting the site of the Goose Creek Congregational Church on First Street. Abraham Lincoln once spoke there. The church was noted for its opposition to slavery. Barb Wysocki of the Champaign County Lincoln Bicentennial Commission says the new marker will be one of a series of Looking for Lincoln markers along Lincoln-related sites throughout Illinois, and she says it will benefit from a substantial marketing campaign.
This gives Champaign access to all of the advertising, all of the tourism bulletins and information that will be coming out not only in 2009, the actual bicentennial year, but for years to come.
The other two Lincoln-related projects to receive money from Champaign are a Lincoln Film Festival planned for next year at the Virginia Theater and Champaign Urbana Days in the Park. The annual summer festival at Douglas Park is centered around the African-American community. Our next report of news is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 8:35 and AM 580. Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we still have some water to deal with, especially down a little bit south of us and to the west as well. But we have some fairly decent weather to do it with. But then I notice Friday we have another chance of some rain.
Yeah, the rain is not ending. We just have a break here of a couple of days. We have more showers and thunderstorms on the radar now. To our west, out in western Iowa and northwestern Missouri, they've been sitting there for a while, so more problems there. There's a severe thunderstorm watch for northwestern Iowa into southwestern Minnesota, so the rain extends northward up into that area. So the upper Midwest is going to get hit with more rain today, and that's going to cause problems in Iowa and Wisconsin, where they've already had a lot of rain of late, not just us, but